head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat 40. I'm with the new Chariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanser, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So, here's Rick.
And thank you once again for downloading the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the most interesting people in the Ville. This is your host, Rick Redding, here for the 236th consecutive week with another fantastic show featuring a couple of really interesting guests. And I'm really happy about this show. You're going to love Matthew Gillis. He is a entrepreneur, contractor, owner of Louisville Spray Foam Insulation, Foam Gnomes. That may sound boring to you, but it is. He's got quite a story, and I'm happy to share that with you. Also, I'm going to introduce you once again to Mo McKnight Howe, who you may know as, at least if you listen to this show religiously, she was on as the owner of the Revelry Gallery down in Nulu, and it is still a thriving business. That was two or three years ago. I had Mo on to talk about that, but today she's here to talk about her Airbnb business and all the changes that are going on there, and how she has taken and she and her husband and some business partners have taken an idea that was they were among the first in, like me, on the Airbnb craze, and they've just been acquiring properties. And I'll tell you, I got to see the inside of a place called the Bourbon Retreat in Nulu, and it's just a fantastic place and a fantastic service. They're really great ambassadors for our city and my hometown, LouisvilleKY.com. I did a lot of cool stuff this week, and I'm anxious to tell you about that. But first, I think we're going to get to my interview with Matthew Gillis, who was referred to me by Gil Holland and has seen his business grow. They had a special event this week to acknowledge how great things are going at Louisville Spray Foam Insulation. And they're interestingly, they're located in a unique spot right down in Portland near the Tim Faulkner Gallery. And Matthew has been a part of a lot of investment down in Portland, and you're going to stay tuned. You're going to learn something about what's going on down there, and learn that, you know, Portland is a place. I know a lot of people that live in Louisville. They got the whole 9th Street divide thing. You don't ever go west of 9th Street, but there's a lot going on, and I think it's going to be a real growth area for the city in the very near future. And so, anyway, that's what's coming up in the show. Before we get to Matthew's interview, I want to thank my friends at Platinum Panel. If you go to platinumpanel.com, you can join up and be a part of consumer research surveys in which you can test products, including food, and get paid for it. That's right. On Platinum, go to platinumpanel.com and follow the easy instructions to sign up, and they will contact you when a test or a survey is coming up, and you'll get paid. Nothing to it. Also, this show is sponsored by my friends at Passport Health Plan. I am doing a number of great projects for Passport, including this interview with Matthew. There will be a story on the PassportWellbeing.com webpage that Passport created especially to acknowledge people in the West End and acknowledge in keeping with their move from the suburbs down to 18th and Broadway. That's right, 18th and Broadway. So anyway, with that, let's go on to our first interview. This is Matthew Gillis, down at Louisville Spray Foam Insulation in Portland.
I admit, I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up, until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
All right, today, Matthew Gillis is my guest on the Rusty Satellite Show, and you certainly are one of the most interesting people I've met. Your background, let's start with that. You came to Louisville by a roundabout way.
I did. I'm originally from Kentucky, grew up in Western Kentucky, Muhlenberg County. I traveled around, spent some time out west, spent some time in the Caribbean, ended up in Louisville in 1998. My mom had moved here. My sister had moved here. We literally came for the Derby, you know, to visit family and hanging out on Bargetown Road and like, wow, we can buy a duplex for this. And
but you've done a lot of different things in the, just the few minutes we've spent together. Scuba diving instructor?
Yes.
It's an interesting one. Is that the most interesting job you've had?
Yeah, I was into diving since like, seriously, like age 13. I tell the story. My dad was into diving and my brother, and we would dive in this little spring, Cerulean Springs in Western Kentucky. And there was a dive shop there in Owensboro. And the way the patty thing goes, it's like a hobby, but they get you to the next level, and the next level, and the next level. And the next thing you know, I went to this dive school in Fort Lauderdale, and then you become an instructor, and then you're like, oh, I can get paid to do this. So
I can go live in a paradise place and all that.
Spend some time in Mexico diving. And yeah, that's probably one of the thing where people are like, why did you quit doing that?
Well, we all have our fun experiences early in life, I hope. And we'll get to what you're doing now and while we're talking today, but I'm also interested in sharing the story. You came to Louisville and started a retail operation.
Yes.
Right?
At a place called Derby City Outfitters. And it was kind of modeled after one of those places you would see in the Rocky Mountains. And we had the couch and we had the DVDs playing on the loop. We sold everything. We were a true outfitter. We did trips. We did bicycles. We did snowboards. No skis.
Kayaks.
We did an amazing amount of kayaks.
Okay.
And
all right.
It was a good time. I did that for 5 years.
Well, that's very interesting. So let's jump ahead. And we're here in Portland at Louisville Spray Foam Insulation, your business. And I guess I would want to ask, first of all, you've been a supporter of in a construction business of some of the areas of Louisville that I don't want to say or run down, but that are being renovated or that are being brought up. Like you started in Nulu, and now you're in Portland.
Exactly. Then, I mean, even prior to Nulu, I did property on Washington Street, which is the heart of true butcher town. At that point, there was no Nulu. It was, you know, East Market.
Right.
And I remember the BBC tap room on Clay and Main, when that reopened. That was Pipkin Brewery once upon a time, and then it shut down. And then Dave Pierce and some guys reopened that. Well, I would do my property in Butchertown during the day and then ride my bicycle over to the brewery at night and sling beers till, you know, close that. And it was,
so
I don't know,
add bartender to the list of occupations.
Yeah, beer tender. I didn't have to make any drinks. And we had popcorn. We served some popcorn.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I've always been, I don't know, bottom dweller. It's, but it's things, I like fixing things.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're here in Portland today, and maybe you can talk to me about some of the properties you're involved with in terms of ownership or renovation. But Portland is a certainly unique opportunity for an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah. So we're sitting here at 1403 Rowan. You know, you look out the window and you see a view of the downtown skyline that you're very rarely going to see in photographs or the local news. It's just a different angle. You can literally feel downtown coming toward us.
Yeah.
You know, with what Peerless Distillery has done and what they're doing at Fall City and 10th, and then Heine Brothers, and Main Street is growing. It can't go east.
Right.
Because you hit the Phoenix Hill and the Highlands, Main Street's growing. So then you look at 15th and how things are going to happen. And then I studied New Albany and then all the amazing activity that's happened in New Albany. We did a brewery in New Albany 10 years ago. And, you know, there wasn't much going on in downtown New Albany. And we were the general contractors on that. And now, like, I feel like it's once a week, the insulation company's getting a call in downtown New Albany with some historic building getting rebuilt. So,
The brewery, I'm sure I know which one that is.
Bank Street Brewery.
Bank Street, yeah.
Yeah, we were
talking to those people.
We were part of that, general contracting.
Well, good. And here in Portland, I guess, what kind of properties are you involved in here?
All the above. Personally, I like these warehouses. That's been kind of an evolution for me.
Okay.
I still have some single-family residential houses, and I probably always will. But if I had a magic wand, I would have less single-family residential and more of the commercial. The single-family residential has been a challenge because they got hit hardest with, you know, as we ebb and flow with mm-hmm. recessions, and they're the last to come back. So maybe some stuff I bought 6-8 years ago that I thought was going to have more liquidity to it just mm-hmm. doesn't have it.
Okay.
So you kind of have to ride that storm out. Because ideally, I would love, like say I have a couple houses that I would love to sell to a family, single family to move in.
Yeah.
But that's a challenge to make that happen. I'm not, you know, not like I've given up on that, but that's
right.
That's part of the recession is still lingering.
Okay.
Certain parts
but
of
you do see, you mentioned Heine Brothers and some of the other commercial businesses are popping
yeah.
up. I mean, I guess you're involved in some of that.
Yes. So, like Tim Faulkner Gallery, that was a pretty early success mm-hmm. down here on Portland Ave. So you take 15th, take a left on Portland Avenue. That was the realtor that had that, you know, they had one of those signs that looked like it had been out there for 10 years.
Yeah.
And
I've seen those properties around here. Yeah.
I remember we'd have meetings with Gil and Greg and Jonathan and myself, the four blokes, and we called it the Walt Wagner Building because Gil would say, where are we at with the Walt Wagner Building? And then I remember like getting like utilities on, and the utility locator guy was like, well, there's nobody in that building. I'm like, no, I'm in the building. He's like, no, that building's vacant. It's like, well, it was vacant.
But it's got plenty of people.
Oh,
there,
it's amazing yeah. what yeah. Tim's done, and there's the coffee shop that's in there.
I know I went to an event there 3 or 4 years ago, and in the middle of summer, and they didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah,
it was really hot.
Well, that's part of the challenge because you don't have as much equity in these buildings as you yeah. wish you would day one. We're not in Hurstbourne Lane, and that's part of the challenge and the good and the bad.
Okay. Well, I want to get to, before our time's up, Louisville Spray Foam Insulation, because that's a fascinating business, too. And you've been a real, innovator in that. Or was it just being in the right place at the right time? Because there's massive growth right now.
Sure. Well, it's something I really enjoy. It's something I'm passionate about. If you look at the very first project I touched, I was, you know, doing the windows, studying the shingles for the more efficient shingle that's going to reflect more heat. Doing foam, we were doing the crawl spaces, and so that was 12 years ago, I'll call it. And then when I was involved in the general contracting business, and like general contracting, we were involved in DECA. We built DECA restaurant. I was always the guy at the table of like, what about, I love aesthetics, but I also love design or energy efficiency.
Sure.
And common sense. So I was always that guy. Louisville Spray Foam was founded by two guys that work at UPS on the engine team as mechanics at UPS. And then pulled out of that recession, and the business was growing, and they came to me and they're like, Matt, you've got the personality for this. You've spent X number of dollars with us. Nobody yeah. else has spent that. We're going to sell it to you. And I said, okay, let's do it. And I've really grown. I'm 5 times the volume from where it was when
wow.
I bought it. So I truly feel like I'm riding a bull, but I have a good team.
Okay.
I have a sales guy, and he's been with me since day one. Ben does the majority of the leads. I run leads. I have my crew.
What's the split between commercial and residential?
I would say 80% residential.
Okay.
You get commercial, I think that's a huge growth potential for me. Because the architects and engineers are speccing it more than ever.
Okay.
Like, you know, if you're building a new school or that kind of thing. And then the retro-ed guy yesterday called me from a school system, and he's like, I got 180 linear feet times 8 feet. How much can you do it this weekend? And I was like, he wasn't joking.
Yeah. Well, for a homeowner, maybe a homeowner's listening to this. I mean, like Bill here has a house that needs needs that stuff. So what's your pitch of that? Why should you use spray foam insulation other as opposed to other
the homeowners products? Are definitely the churn and the bread and butter of what we do. It's just more efficient. Most people they've got a little more equity in their house now than they did 5 years ago. They've done their floors, they've done their doors, they've done their kitchen. That's our typical customer, somebody that's done these things, and now they're chasing that LG&E bill.
Okay.
So we have got, people like a lady, for instance, that's what she has, two Airbnbs in Clifton, and she splits her time in between them. She's going to do one at a time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a cash flow thing. But we went in and sucked all that old stuff out. We did some demo. We sprayed the underside. It's going to be tremendous for her,
Wow.
And thing about Airbnb, they'll put on there, oh, great house, but it was drafty. And she told me that. And then the other one, she's like, let's do the crawl space first. The crawl space is by far the best value. And that's what, when I go into a house, especially if it's inside the Watterson, you're looking at that crawl space. Those are tremendous air leaks. But then we also do the attics. And we can do it all. We do new construction. Additions. If you're doing a home addition, you're doing yourself a disservice if you're not using spray foam. I don't care if you use me or anybody. You are beyond crazy if you're not using spray foam on an addition.
Well, there's good advice. And a lot of things going on in your life and here in Newland. I'm just congratulations for all that is going on today.
Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. It comes out on Louisville.am.
And a big thank you to Matthew Gillis, who has a very busy schedule. I tell you, his phone was ringing off the hook while we were down there. Went down to Portland and really enjoyed seeing that. Bill Breimer went along with us, did some video of the interview, and which you can probably see. I'm going to put somewhere on social media. So anyway, that's what happened there. Stay tuned for my interview with Mo McKnight Howe, which is coming up. But first, a few items in the news, or at least that you might want to know about that's going on with me and in my world in Louisville. A couple of the former guests of the Rusty Satellite Show had some big moves in the last week or so. It was announced that Chris Pointer, who I think was on in 2017, the special assistant, he was always an assistant to the mayor before that, a journalist who worked for the Courier Journal, and like me, a Western Kentucky University graduate. Well, Chris got him a new job. He's leaving Mayor Fisher's in administration and is going to work for Brown-Forman. So good for him. Chris is one of the great guys, and I'm really glad to see him get that promotion. I wonder who's going to take over at the all that stuff that Chris did for the mayor. It'll be interesting to see. We'll probably find out in the very near future what's happening there. An even bigger move, Stephen Riley, who you remember has been on the show talking about when he was named interim director of the Speed Museum. Had a great talk with Stephen. He's also run for political office and is an entrepreneur and has done a lot of great things in the city. Well, he has been named the permanent director of the Speed Art Museum. I think, I got the feeling when I talked to him that he really liked the idea of being the director of the Speed, and so they just he's no longer the interim. He is the main man down there. There's a lot of great programs going on down at the Speed, and I wish I went to some of them. And it's still on my list of things to do. I got a long list of things I wish I did and that I haven't actually done. But one thing I did do last week, you heard the interview on the Rusty Satellite Show last week with the lovely Teresa Reno Weber. She came to the Breakfast of Champions. It was very well attended on Tuesday at the University Club, and it was just a great crowd. It was a wonderful event. If you haven't been to a Breakfast of Champions, make plans now. The next one will come up in March, and I'd love to see you there. I'm sure that whoever the speaker is, we haven't selected a speaker for that one yet, but whoever it is, I'll try to have them on the Rusty Satellite Show in advance to give you a taste of what's coming up at that big event.
I wish I had more accurate records. I don't know how long we've done the Breakfast of Champions, but our leader Dick Wilson says it's some 30-something years, but that counts the time that he was doing it before I was involved. I'd say it goes back to at least 2003 or 4 for me. But anyway, it's a great group, and really enjoyed the breakfast there. I will tell you that another highlight of my week is I tried out a new restaurant. You know, when I was doing the Eat, Drink, Talk website and podcast, it was really an experience for me because I got to eat at a lot of new restaurants. Every time a restaurant opened, I got to go there and see that. But anyway, I was talking to Carolyn McLean, who was on the show a few weeks ago, and we're talking about possibly doing something with the Eat, Drink, Talk website. And so we went out to eat she brought along her husband Lachlan, and I brought Paula, and we went to Serino's, the new place on Goss Avenue in Germantown. And I can wholeheartedly endorse the place. It's a great atmosphere, great bar, great drinks. It's great conversation with Carolyn, and it's all good, you know. And it's really good. There's only one thing that happened. You know, it's an Italian restaurant, and is run, I'm pretty sure, by the son of Vincenzo, who the famous Vincenzo's restaurant downtown. And the only thing they messed up, but they totally made up for it, is I ordered a pizza, and everybody else at the table ordered pasta. And the pizza came out, like, way before the pasta. Like, you know, they served me this pizza, and then it was another, like, 5 or 10 minutes before the other food came out. That is the only complaint. The food was great. I had this spicy sausage and potato special dish that cooked up in the kitchen at Serino's, and the ladies all loved their pasta dishes, and so did Locke, and so they came out and made it up to we sort of complained about the variance in the delivery of the dishes, and they came out, and we didn't ask for it, but they gave us a pizza to take home, and were very nice about it, very, very nice. And so I can fully recommend Serino's as a new place to try on the restaurant scene, the great restaurant scene in Louisville that we all know about. So here we are, middle of January. A lot of people are talking about the weather. I don't like to talk about the weather much on this show, but since we have a big story, the big story on LouisvilleKY.com, the website, the pulse of the city, my website, is about this weekend's anticipated snow. Snow, accumulating snow this weekend. It's supposed to start on Friday night, and I have a list on LKY of all the places you're supposed to go sledding. Of course, I remember the good old days when sledding meant you went out and there weren't rules. You just went out and went. And I see the list of parks that the city is opening up designated sledding hills. You know, like the whole world, there's just too many rules now. And there's a list, the list of rules and safety tips is longer than the list of places you can go. Because, I mean, I used to go to Iroquois Park, and it was great. Iroquois Park is not on this list. I can't believe it. The top spot for sledding, the designated sledding hills are Cherokee Park, George Rogers Clark Park, Joe Creason, McNeely Lake, Tyler Park, and out by my house, Charlie Vetner Park. So, anyway, when it snows, you know, get that gear on, get out there, and slide down a hill. It can be a lot of fun. I would also encourage you to check out. We've made some changes and a whole new look to the EatDrinkTalk.net website. EatDrinkTalk.net. I encourage you to go there and check that out. We have a RSS feed of local media reports on eating and drinking, and so it's something worth going to see. So check that out, eatdrinktalk.net. I would love to have you become a regular viewer of that site. We got some stuff coming up with that in the very near future. So that's about all the news I got to talk about. I want to get to Mo McKnight Howe, who is a delightful young lady, and she is a smart businessman, businesswoman, of course. And what she has done, the reason I called her, I saw a television feature on Mo's properties the other day on TV, and I said, man, you know, and you know, if you follow this show, you know, I have a thing with Airbnb and the city government out in J-Town, which is, I don't have anything to report on that, by the way. There's no new news. But anyway, Mo has been as successful as anyone. It has the number one listed site on Airbnb in Louisville. Number one. It's the one that is has been viewed the most, and they have these four units in this spot in Nulu. It's right behind here. You want some news here on the Rusty Satellite Show? There is a new I guess it's going to be a restaurant, a new place called Blueberry going in. It's right in front of it's right next to Deca Restaurant down in Nulu, and this place called Blueberry, and I'm not sure that I'm going to say this right, but it's Acai Bar. And these are very popular on the West Coast and all the trendy spots and that people go to eat healthy and all that. So that's going in right there in Nulu. So it's very exciting. Across the street, that Marriott is opening this spring. So that is going to be – it's about a four-story hotel. It's right across from Moe's Revelry Boutique Gallery. So that's a very exciting thing as well. But just to mention, and leading into my interview with Mo, Airbnb did a release early this year. $19.2 million was spent in the state of Kentucky on 166,000 visits on Airbnb, a 103% growth in 2016 over 2017 over 2016. So it is happening. They say there's some 3,500 hosts in Kentucky. So that's a significant thing. But the leader in what Mo has done in taking advantage of this opportunity, getting in on the ground floor, this is how you're successful in business. You get in the ground floor of a good idea, and you stay with it and expand and grow. And certainly that's what Mo and her business partners have done. And I tell you, having seen for myself with my own eyes the interior of the Bourbon Retreat, I tell you, they're doing something right, combining the art and making it a great thing. And she said you could get the Bourbon Retreat for like $90 a night, which is a very reasonable price. So anyway, we talk about a lot more things in this interview, and urge you to listen up and learn a little bit about Airbnb and Nulu and all the things that are going on down in that area of town. And thanks to Mo for being on the show. Here's our interview.
Hi, this is Alec Voles, co-host of the What Happens Next podcast on Louisville.am. We talk about improv each week with We Are the Louisville Improvisers. With,
yeah, totally.
With Chris Anger and Brian Hines.
Yeah.
And Jenny.
Where's my water?
Okay. Well, right now we're just having a few treats. So we hope you can listen. Find us at Louisville.am in iTunes or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
And I am in this wonderful place, the Bourbon Retreat, right in the heart of Nulu with Mo McKnight Howe. How are you?
Good, doing good.
It's great to see you again, and really to discover, right in the middle of Nulu, something I never knew existed, because you got to come down an alley behind Deca, beside Deca, right?
Yes, right in between Deca and Mahonia.
Yeah, and you've got four great. This one is beautifully appointed. I guess everybody should know you own Revelry Gallery, so yeah, there's an artistic touch here.
Yes, right. Yes, I can't take all the credit. Our friend Anna Gregory Design helped us a lot with the design of all of our Airbnbs. She's incredible.
Okay, and this is a really thriving business for you guys. You've got not just these units, but tell me a little bit about the empire of Airbnb.
Well, we started 3 years ago. Just, you know, we had bought our second house, moving from the Highlands of Butchertown, and found out that it is a duplex. And, you know, we love the house itself, and it had the kind of this weird little apartment above it. It was a shotgun mm-hmm. with a camelback, and the camelback was the apartment. And we said, well, what the heck are we going to do with this apartment? It was kind of run down and kind of gross. And we thought, oh, I guess we could build a staircase and integrate it and make it a single family again. But you know, we are in the heart of downtown. This is like the only real urban neighborhood.
Yeah.
And Nulu, you know, was popping at that point. So we're like, what if we did Airbnb? And this was when Airbnb was just starting to become a thing in Louisville.
Right.
So I renovated it, and you know, my husband and I renovated it with our friend who's a contractor, Adam Horton, and we started renting it immediately. And again, that was when there was less than 100 Airbnbs in Louisville, and it immediately got rented. Wow. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, this could be a thing. And I hung, you know, all local artwork from my gallery in it, and we were just getting rave reviews. And people were loving that it was walking distance to Nulu and that it was so well decorated with the local art. And, you know, people had a great experience and were like, this is fun. This is cool. Let's do more of this.
Yeah.
So our second building was right across the street. Our friend was selling, her father was selling a fourplex that he's had since the 70s mm-hmm. down here. And it was kind of, again, four really run down apartments with some pretty not cool tenants that no one in the neighborhood liked. So we bought the fourplex and started Airbnb-ing those. And then we partnered up with our friends. Our friends Rick Cuber and Bella Portera Cuber, you know, were good friends of ours. And they were like, man, you guys are really taking off with your Airbnbs. And we're like, you want to get in on it? Let's do this. And so then we went crazy and started buying. They live in the Highlands, so we started buying small Highlands homes and condos, and started Airbnb-ing in the Highlands.
Wow!
And the whole point is we want to buy. We were trying to buy properties in, you know, neighborhoods that were walkable neighborhoods. And to us, the Highlands and Nulu are some of the most walkable neighborhoods in the city, where you can literally go outside your door and find the best restaurants, you know, galleries, mm-hmm. shopping in the city. And we wanted guests, you know, there aren't any hotels in the Highlands.
Yeah.
So you can't really stay in the Highlands unless you know someone. And obviously with us living down here, we just really wanted people to explore the neighborhood.
Yeah. And you, I was mentioning before we started the interview, this new hotel in Nulu is looking like it's going to open, I guess, this spring. And you think that's a good thing for you and your Airbnb business?
Well, I more so think it's a good thing for my gallery, which is, you know, Revelry.
That's exactly right.
It's directly across the street from this new Marriott AC hotel. But, you know, what I've found is that we don't compete with hotels. People that book Airbnbs usually don't even look for hotels first. They usually look for Airbnbs because they want a different experience than mm-hmm. what you get in a hotel. Because it is a completely different experience when you stay at an Airbnb. People want to connect with their hosts. They want to connect with the city more. They're not just in for a business trip on their Marriott Rewards points staying, right. you know, at a hotel. They're here to real. It's a lot of people from the Bourbon Trail and people that really want to experience the culture of Kentucky and of Louisville that stay with us, not more so people trying to get a deal, people staying on points, or people that want kind of a like basic experience mm-hmm. when they come to a place because they're going to be in and out.
Sure. But I would say since you started, you mentioned this, that being among the first to do Airbnbs in Louisville was great. But now there's a lot more, right?
Now there's a lot more. I mean, I mean, both my husband, Scotty, who's a commercial real estate agent, and myself just hear it every single day, like, oh, I'm going to Airbnb my place. Like, everyone's jumped on the Airbnb train. And, you know, rightfully so. There was, in the beginning, there was a lot of money to be made. I definitely think it's oversaturated now in Louisville. I don't know if I'd be opening up any new Airbnbs anytime soon. But, we've had to drive our prices down exceptionally, this past year, because we have to remain competitive with other Airbnbs. And, you know, I think the only thing that really hurts Airbnb as a whole is when people kind of Airbnb their apartments on the side or Airbnb their houses on the side, you know, not including Derby. But, you know, when you open drawers and there's people's underwear in it or you have all your stuff in the pantry, that to me, that's not an Airbnb experience that people are actually looking for anymore. They want designated Airbnb places that are, you know, only used for short-term rental, not oh, I'm going to go stay with my friend for a couple nights and let some person sleep in my sheets.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing that hurts Airbnb. And I really discourage people from doing that, that are thinking about Airbnb being their own apartments where they live full time, or their own homes where they live full time. Again, not including Derby. Think that's a brilliant idea. Let's all make some money. But that is, you know, the only, when people have one of those experiences where they're sleeping in someone else's sheets and finding stuff in drawers, it's just, it really does drive down, I feel like, the integrity of what Airbnb could be.
Okay. Okay. Well, obviously the growth remains phenomenal. And in terms of hotels, you say it's a totally different kind of person that stays, but do you think hotels are threatened at all, or are they considered something that they'd like to see go away?
No.
I mean, there's like hundreds of hotels coming in.
I mean, there's eight new hotels being built.
Yeah.
With, you know, in the downtown Nulu region right now. So obviously they're not threatened by the thousands. Yeah, by the thousands of Airbnbs that are here in the city. Because again, it's just, you know, some people won't stay in Airbnbs. You have one bad experience in an Airbnb.
Yeah, you're gone for life.
Bye. You're staying at a hotel.
I'm never doing that.
Never doing that again. So again, it's just a total. And I think hotels are more taking note of that, people wanting that authentic experience and building in the culture of the neighborhoods and the cities.
Yeah, I think they're changing.
They are really changing. I mean, look at the Omni. They have a whole whiskey bar. They have a speakeasy. They're doing a local market. They're putting in a local florist. They're putting in a Heine Brothers. They want to highlight the culture that is Louisville. So I think it's transformed the hotel industry in the best of ways, because they're having to infuse more culture and local into their design. Sure. And into their entire infrastructure.
Well, it'd be great if it were something that there's enough for everybody, you know.
Exactly.
And we've got a lot of guests coming into Louisville. All the things are coming into town in the near future. But like right here in Nulu, you got these four units, and I guess they're booked. I'm not going to ask you for a number, but they're booked a lot of the time.
They're booked a lot. Yeah, they're booked a lot. And I think it's just because, you know, at this point, 3 years in, Scotty and I have thousands of reviews, which helps a lot when people are looking through thousands of Airbnbs.
Yeah.
It gets, you know, our listing to the top. The one upstairs, our Bourbon Loft, is the number one Airbnb in Louisville.
Wow.
So
now, how'd it get to be that? The number one in the whole city.
Yeah, number one. At least, it was for a couple weeks. I haven't checked lately, but it was the number one listing, most viewed. It was the most viewed.
Most viewed.
Yes. That brings it, that the algorithm of Airbnb. You know, you could start an Airbnb right now, but if you have zero reviews, guess what? You're number 2,000.
You're down the list.
441 on the list. Good luck getting booked. But once you get, you know, a ton of reviews, you're a super host, you're constantly getting 5-star reviews, you're constantly getting viewed, that algorithm with Airbnb bumps you to the top. So thankfully, because we've been in the game for a long time, and because we've had mostly all 5-star reviews for three years, I can't really think of many that we haven't.
It's really a great opportunity though for you to boost the city and to be a cheerleader for Louisville.
Absolutely. I mean, Scotty and I talk about all the time, we consider ourselves unofficial ambassadors to the city of Louisville, because we both genuinely care that people have a good experience when they stay here, and we genuinely care about showing off Louisville's culture. You know, myself more so on the visual arts side, I want to show people, hey, we have a huge, amazing visual arts community. Mm-hmm. Everything you see in your Airbnb that you're staying in is made by a local artist. Because a lot of people don't realize that. And I hear that a lot when people come into the gallery. They're like, local people made all this? I'm like, yeah, everything in here is made by local artists. Like, in Kentucky? I'm like, yeah, we have a thriving arts scene here. I know, it's crazy. Like, for us people that don't wear socks or shoes and marry our cousins.
Well, let's not do those stereotypes about
no, it's not.
We're
like
in Louisville and right. A real city.
People just don't realize that. They hear Kentucky, and they just, I don't know why, they just automatically think the worst. So it's, we want people to move here. We want businesses to move here. We want people to have an amazing experience, and that we're super passionate about that.
All right. Well, Mo, thanks for being on the show for the second time, and really enjoyed visiting you in this great bourbon place.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
And that will begin to wrap up another episode of Rusty Satellite Show. This was the 236th week in a row I've done this show. It goes all the way back to June of 2013. So thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you downloading, as do my sponsors. That would be the good friends of mine at Passport Health Plan. They're planning a move to 18th and Broadway. And if you go to passportwellbeing.com, you'll be treated to a lot of information about that move, including some stories I've written about people in the West End. And soon, Matthew Gillis will be on that page. So, love for you to check that out. And my friends at Platinum Panel. Now, folks, Platinum Panel is looking for people who like to give their opinion. If you've ever done one of these surveys at one of these places, a taste test, something like that, the Platinum Panel is a longtime Louisville company that has got it down to a science. And if you want to be a part of the Platinum Panel, you can sign up. Go to platinumpanel.com, and they'll call you, and they'll ask you to be a part of some of these very interesting consumer research surveys. So, again, and I believe in the next week we're going to have a special promotion with Platinum Panel that may mean an opportunity for you to get some money. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up. We're probably going to start that next week. Meanwhile, enjoy the snow. At least I think it's going to snow. I don't know if... I know everybody's scared. You know, there's prediction of snow for Friday night, so I'm predicting that about late Thursday afternoon, the schools will start talking about canceling classes on Friday. I don't know. We won't get into that whole thing. But if you go to Louisville KY, you can see a story about the sledding options in the city. And again, a reminder that I operate LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city, and eatdrinktalk.net, which is some new content up and some stuff you're really going to enjoy if you're into the dining scene in our city. So that's a lot. This show is... The only podcast solely devoted to what's interesting about Louisville. I always have the most interesting people in the Ville on as guests. If you want to get in touch with me, suggest a guest. It's probably easiest to find me on Facebook. It's under Rick Redding on Facebook, and I'll be glad to respond to any messages that you might want to send about the show or potential guests for the show. It's all great. So anyway, I'm going to go out and have some fun this weekend. I hope that you do too, and find something interesting and cool to do right here in Louisville, Kentucky. That's it for this episode of the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.